B-Pod Studios.
You know what date it is?
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Hey, good Wednesday morning, everyone.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. We have such a fun show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
Only Wednesday?
It's a great show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
Fun show.
That's your favorite day.
This is such a fun show. There is so much more fun happening.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. It's 5:42. Happy Wednesday. For LBF is on vacation. Tracy Caruso coming back in.
Hi there.
That's good. Glad you came back.
Are you?
Yeah,
are you
on.
Really?
I don't want to do that job.
Wow.
Glad you came. No.
That's two of us.
That's two of us.
Tracy. It's okay.
Are you having fun yet?
Of course.
It's been good,
of course,
right?
Yeah.
Good. Glad to have you.
Yeah, Brian's
back.
Fun to work with.
Brian is fun to work with, isn't he? He is fun to work with. Wow. See, you thought LBF was gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
She lives in spirit. Right over there. Just a different package. So I don't know what to do, guys. I'm almost feeling like we have to find a way to help listeners out who are playing the Million Dollar Playlist, because we are still stuck on that song number 5.
Right.
So we got 4 yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And all day long, it was 4-4-4. I don't even think anybody was close. It's tough. And I had to chuckle yesterday, Tracy, when you said you could play it if it was slower. But
right.
We can't do that.
Well, I don't. Well, okay.
We can't give a hint.
I would change the rules.
We'd change the rules.
But
slow
that's
it
just
down.
Me.
But we have so many different players.
I'm trying to help people.
This is I'm going to play it just to try to give an advantage, because we want to get away with this one and give away $1,000 at 7:55. So because you're up early this morning, here's your unfair advantage. You get to hear it first. Ah, it's that last one.
Hmm.
That last one. Right? So we'll give you a shot at 7:55, $1,000 if you know it, and then we'll move on and you'll be in the running for that $1,000,000.
Okay.
So that's what the big payoff for that is, okay?
Are you going to play it again?
This morning?
Well, yeah, before we do the contest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we're gonna make it as you know, easy as we can without cheating. I mean, it'd be like Alex Trebek can't give you the answer.
Yeah.
You know?
I need to hit record on my phone.
Oh.
I see.
I see what you're doing there.
And then.
Yeah.
Why? Do you need to hear it slower?
And then slow it down?
It just goes by so fast that I'm still hearing the beep from the initial
start.
You're not listening fast enough.
Listen
faster.
That's right.
Go.
Idea.
Okay.
You know what's funny is, like, the people that have gotten the 4 and that are playing along, I'm amazed, because I feel like I know the last one, but I don't hear any of the ones that they've already gotten.
It's amazing. What, though? The way this contest, Brian, and I agree with you. I think the way it works is there's always, like, one or two smart listeners who find a way of doing it, and then the rest of us jump on their work. It was just like high school.
Yeah.
Right? You
for
find
you,
the one who
maybe.
Did it.
Yeah, I couldn't get
you find
them.
The smart person. Nope. Anywho. All right, so that's coming up at 7:55. We'd love to get it solved and get you $1,000. Sun and mix of clouds today. We're going to do 90 again. That means it's another heat wave. I think July just classifies itself as a heat wave. Down to 72 tonight and sunny, 89 again tomorrow. Thunderstorms are possible. What's the current temp, Tracy?
Currently, the temperature is 67 degrees.
Did I put you on the spot
Boston?
There?
Yeah,
kind
of.
Okay,
I just
fine.
Looked up at the TV.
All right, I tell
you.
Lately, I've been feeling
so cool. Now, the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Brought to you by Whole Foods Markets. Yes. Save on organic raspberries at Whole Foods Market. 2 6-ounce packages for $5 through August 4th while supplies last. Plus, Prime members. Save an extra 10%. Find more deals at Whole Foods Market. All right, Tracy, give us a tease. What do you have? What's cool?
Well, you know, Bob, I don't know about you, but since this pandemic, I have been drinking more alcohol.
No.
Are you guys
not
drinking
me.
More?
Nope.
Well, in case you're, you know, thinking, well, I could use fewer alcoholic drinks, right?
Uh-huh.
Anheuser-Busch jumping into the non-alcohol category.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So it's not really drinking then.
That's right.
Okay, good. All right, Brian.
Hey, did you get some free seeds in the mail and you think, wow, free seeds?
Yeah, that's cool.
Not cool. I'll tell you why.
Okay. I got something that's cool. The key to a happy life has been discovered. The key to a happy life.
Okay.
It was discovered in Zurich, Switzerland,
of
and it's
course.
Not chocolate or money.
All right.
There you go.
It's a cool knife with a fork in it.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh.
You kind of
okay.
Okay, Tracy Caruso.
Yeah, so Anheuser-Busch, big name, joining the big growing non-alcoholic beer market. It's Budweiser. Bud Zero is the newest entry into the buzz-free beverage category that was energized about a year and a half ago by Heineken.
Mm-hmm.
So Bud Zero has only 50 calories, zero sugar, and it's non-alcoholic. Sales of non-alcoholic beers have risen 40% so far this year in dollars. However, non-alcoholic beer sales in general are really only 0.4%
yeah, no, it's not
of
a,
the beer industry. But
not
that
a big market.
0.4% or 40%.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a real big non-alcoholic beer drinker. To me, if I have a beer, I probably want it.
They're saying it tastes just like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
The regular
throw one
stuff,
in every so. Once in a while.
You
just,
know what?
You know.
Oh, you know what I should do with that? Oh, this is devious, but I like it.
Prank somebody.
Yeah, you play beer pong, right?
and
right?
Oh, that's really smart.
And they just get trashed, and you're just, you know.
Yeah, whoa, still hitting them. Yeah, no problem. That's devious.
That is devious.
Yeah.
Glad I thought of it.
Yeah.
That's good.
So
all right, thanks, Tracy.
Look for Bud Zero.
Yeah, sure. It's just the same as your beer over there. Look at you. You can't even throw the ping pong ball.
Okay.
All right, so if I've seen it on the news last night, some of my Facebook friends, I think you even got some, Tracy, right?
Mm-hmm.
These weird packets of seeds that you don't order, and all of a sudden, here's a packet of seeds with, you know, maybe a foreign label on it, looking weird. Don't throw it away. Don't plant it.
Mm.
It's just the Mass Department of Agriculture. They actually have a form you can fill out if you go to mass.gov. And they'll come and get them. They say they're not harmful to humans or pets, but they could pose a risk to agriculture. So it could be, you know.
Any theories as to why? Trace, you got them,
makes
right?
Makes no sense. But
what did it look like?
So I got mine. That's what's strange to me. Mine came like 2 years ago.
Okay.
And it was a kind of a blank envelope addressed to me.
With
and
Chinese
it looked,
writing on it?
Yeah. And like the stamps and everything.
Yeah.
You know, you could
see
that
it was
overseas.
You had no idea what it says. Right.
I opened, and it was addressed to me. I opened it up, and there were just seeds in the envelope.
That's so weird.
So
we don't know
I
why.
Like messaged my girlfriends. I'm like, did somebody... And they're no, and one's like, call the police. Another one's like, go to the post office. And not knowing, I did throw mine in the garbage.
Yeah, because then they'll go into a landfill, and then they can grow there.
So it's weird.
So yeah, go to mass.gov. There's a form you can fill out, and they will come and collect everything, including the packaging, the mailing label, everything. Just save it all.
I haven't gotten any, but that's just so strange. You know, there's some devious reasons.
And
weird.
How are they choosing the people they're sending it to?
I don't know. I don't know. They chose you. They didn't choose me.
Congratulations.
I mean, I got a letter from an email from a Nairobian prince, but you
me
know.
Me too.
Yeah. Did you too? He emailed you too?
Yeah.
Did you send it? He's just looking for a loan.
I gave him my bank account because he said
he
was
rich.
Just gonna...
Yeah, he said just,
maybe
you know,
he sent you magic seeds instead.
Yeah. Thank you.
I traded the family cow for these.
The whole now I get
stuck.
It.
Okay. Full circle. Okay, according to a new study, the University of Zurich, that's in Switzerland, the key to being really happy is sometimes saying just screw it. And giving into your impulse to do something fun without thinking about the consequences. So they say, of course, self-control is important, but research on self-regulation should pay just as much attention to a little hedonism, a little short-term pleasure. Wow. They found that you need to be able to mentally put aside your responsibilities, your hang-ups, even your long-term goals once in a while to truly relax and enjoy your life. So there you go. Screw it.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Next time, just say that.
I will not be advising my children that anyway.
No, don't do that.
No.
Consequences. Consequences.
Exactly.
Not for kids. For us. There you have it. That's good.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. yesterday we picked our winner. It was random for the backyard upgrade. His name was Mike from Stoughton, and he was a great guy. He submitted a picture of his backyard that I can only describe as lacking in, you know, the finer things that would make your backyard a more fun place to be. So let me describe Mike's backyard. Well, we'll play a little bit. Can we just play a little bit of Mike talking about it? Here's Mike from yesterday.
Hi.
Mike, it's Bob, Tracy, and Brian. We want to say congratulations for winning that backyard upgrade. Okay. And we hung up, but that's all right.
Did it freeze on us? Look at that.
All right.
Oh,
the playback froze.
Great.
That
wonderful.
Happens. Let me describe his backyard because the computer froze there. The grass. Can you call it grass? Very patchy. Very brown, a lot of dirt. He has he has kids, so he had a trampoline without a net.
Mm-hmm. But the storm 3 years ago
blew the net away. And he said the kids are not going to throw away the tramp. They don't care. They won't let him do it.
Yeah, I know.
You
I
can
would.
Buy nets.
No.
You can buy replacements.
He had two trees he took down. I don't know if the same storm took the trees down.
So those tree trunks.
They're trunks.
But they're. I haven't seen. Who cut them originally? Because those trunks should be shorter than
they're tall.
Those look like 3 foot.
So
tall
he's got.
Stumps.
Well,
he needed something to jump off of onto the trampoline.
Oh.
So he's had these stumps that the kids painted with red and white and blue and white stars on tree stumps.
Of cutting them down.
Yeah. Behind the stumps, is a little fire pit that he admits he did himself. Lowe's had a sale.
Discount. Bought the bricks from the discount pile.
So they didn't really match.
But they were jagged.
They were jagged. He put enough together to make a half a fire pit.
At least he tried.
He did try.
A for effort.
I can still see in the fire pit. I can still see the s'mores sticks. So, little upgrade. So, anyway, Mike won the upgrade. He got all kinds of great stuff for winning. We're going to get him a backyard shower. He's excited about that.
Yeah.
He's going to be able to make a better fire pit. He's got corn.
Stonework
to make a better fire. Russell's Garden Center is going to give flowers, like I said. Honda is going to give him a push mower.
Right.
So he can clean up that woeful yard. But Mike's very excited.
Right.
So there you go. It pays to play in a
different
way.
Definitely.
Tracy, what's coming up in your dirty laundry?
Emmy nominations are out.
Yeah.
HBO and Netflix.
Cleaning up, huh?
Yeah, looks like it.
We'll find out next. Six 47, filling in for LBF this week. It's our pal, Tracy Caruso.
Yeah.
What's in the dirty laundry?
Well, HBO and Netflix are the undisputed leaders in yesterday's Emmy nominations. The streaming service broke the record for most nominations for 160.
Huge.
And HBO has the second most with 107. Tiger King. Murder, Mayhem, and Madness is officially nominated for 6 Emmy Awards. The Netflix docuseries follows the life of zookeeper Joe Exotic. And did you watch that?
Oh, we had to.
Yeah.
No.
I loved
Nuts.
It. I absolutely loved it. I got sucked in.
It was an absolute guilty pleasure.
Yeah,
hey, I'm Joe Exotic, otherwise known as the Tiger King.
We know Joe.
Gun-chain redneck with a mullet.
That's him.
Also, an A-list celeb is looking to turn 3 minutes of television time into a second Emmy win. Brad Pitt is being nominated for playing Dr. Fauci on Saturday Night Live. The Oscar winner won his first guest actor Emmy for his 2002 role on Friends.
Well, if you're going to cast someone to play you, go big.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brad Pitt.
Pretty funny.
All right,
he did a good job with it, actually.
I was happy to see The Creek get so many.
That's right.
Can we say the name of that show?
I don't think you're right.
Tracy,
well,
you
there
can.
There you go.
Creek.
Yeah, you do it.
Yeah, you
no,
do it. You're not going to be here next week anyway.
No, broadcasting 101.
Yep.
Don't say that. Instagram flagged Madonna's account for spreading a fake coronavirus cure. Last night, a post by Madonna was blurred with a warning over the video that read, false information and reviewed by independent fact checkers. The same information or misinformation was taken down from President Trump's Twitter account earlier in the day. Bobby Brown, during an interview with Fat Joe, Bobby Brown claims that he taught Michael Jackson how to do the moonwalk.
Bobby Brown from New Edition, right?
Yeah.
And then
Yeah, so he says that when he was doing it, they were putting sand on the ground.
Ah.
And it was like a soft shoe kind of maneuver, and Michael apparently asked him how it was done. So, Bobby now says
Bobby's taking credit for that, for Michael Jackson.
And just real quick, Kim Kardashian West is not going to leave her husband Kanye during his mental health crisis, but...
Later.
But...
later.
But the pair have been discussing divorce for several months, according to Us Weekly. The pair share... four kids.
Okay. So Bobby Brown taught Michael Jackson how to do the old moon. That reminds me of the old character on Saturday Night Live. Remember Tommy Flanagan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The ticket.
Yeah. Yeah, I showed Michael how to do the moon dance. Yeah,
shut up. I learned it from my wife, Morgan Fairchild.
That's right. Shut up, Bobby. Is Michael available? Yeah. I think so. All right, it's 6:50. Thank you, Tracy.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Okay, let's play Would You Rather. We took random caller number 7, and let's go to the phone, see who we got here. WROR, good morning. Is this Jill?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Jill. It's Bob. Tracy's in for LBF.
Hey, Jill.
Brian's here. So, Tracy, Jill, can you hear us okay?
I can.
All right, good. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Jill. What do you do? Where do you live? All that good stuff.
I do payroll, and I live in Stoneham.
Well, look at that. Payroll. Very important.
Fun.
Jill pays the bills.
Yep.
That's right. All right, Jill, we're going to play Would You Rather. Remember, there's no wrong answers here. It's just, you know, the stupid questions. That's all. Tracy, go first. Go ahead. What is your would you rather for Jill?
Okay, Jill, summertime, maybe hitting the beach. Perpetually feel as if there's sand in your hair or perpetually feel as if there's sand between your toes.
Your hair or your toes?
Sand in your hair or sand between your toes?
No good answer there.
No.
Yeah.
I would rather have it probably in my hair.
Okay. In your hair?
Yeah.
How about you, Tracy?
I think between the toes would irritate me.
That would get old after a while. It'd chafe. How about you, Brian?
I'd go hair. That'd drive me nuts.
Mm. How about your underwear? Would you rather have them in your toes or in your underwear?
Jill, you don't have to answer that.
No, Jill, go ahead. Come on, Jill.
In that case, probably toes.
You go toes. Yeah, you got to go toes. You put it that way. See, we dug a little deeper there. So it's not always as bad as you think.
Okay,
Brian Bell, you got a question for Jill.
All right, Jill. Now, let's for this scenario, do you have a pool?
No, I do not.
Well, guess what? In this scenario,
you
have a pool.
You got a pool.
Oh, what a summer for a pool.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah. But, Jill, would you rather have a pet dolphin living in your backyard pool, or would you rather have a pet manatee living in your backyard
pool? There you go, Jill. Welcome to pool life.
Beautiful pool. But you got to pick one.
Yeah.
Definitely the dolphin.
Yeah. What you're thinking there?
They're better. I don't really. Would the manatee bite?
No, they just kind of lay around.
They just kind of lay at the
bottom. They take up way too much space.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I want a dolphin.
No, I want the manatee.
Really? Yeah.
I do. Yeah, because I feel like
you could probably put a beer on its back. It won't spill it.
You're right.
You start to swim, the dolphin would come up and like be pushing you. splashing. Constantly splashing. The manatee's just at the bottom.
Just a slob. I'm going dolphin.
Dolphin would be putting on a show, balancing a ball, all that sort of fun stuff.
It would get all the attention.
Jill, I'm with you on that.
You're not here to visit us at all. You're just here for our dolphin.
Exactly.
That's funny. All right, Jill, last question. This is it's tough. It's not too goofy, but it's going to make you think. Would you rather have to go all summer with no AC or no IC, as in ice cream?
Mm.
No AC or no ice cream?
I would go with no ice cream.
Would you? This means no gelato, no frozen yogurt.
Air conditioner.
That's it. No ice cream all summer, rather than no AC.
Yep.
I'm with you on that.
Same.
I'm with you. I'd miss my ice cream,
mm-hmm.
but you don't want to be around with no AC.
We may lose some weight, too.
Who are you talking to?
I said we, Bob. Don't worry.
The collective.
I included myself.
Because all of us. But then again, if I sweat a lot, then that's I might true. Lose it there,
that's
too.
True.
So, but I'm enjoying way too much ice cream. All right, Jill, that was fun. Thank you for playing.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Jill, we got a little going away party present for you. Brian, what do we have?
How about a lovely WROR t-shirt, Jill?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Perfect for wearing to the beach or if you have a dolphin show in your backyard.
Don't get any ice cream on it, Jill. Okay. Hey, Jill, thanks for playing. Okay. That was fun. Brian, you got everything we need
from
Jill?
Thank you. Keep cool.
You stay cool, Jill.
Thanks, Jill.
There you have it. Sand in your underwear. How do you think?
That was not my question.
You had to go there, didn't you?
Well, I had to go there.
You changed the question.
And she changed her answer. So, there you have it. See? I told you. Toes, not so bad.
I just hope you change your underwear.
That's right. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob. Tracy Caruso's in this week for LBF. And Brian Bell, of course. Sun and clouds today. And look for a high near 90. Man, we got it. We got to hit 90 again. Down to 72 tonight. We, Brian, you mentioned we set a new high low yesterday.
Yeah, the other night, two nights ago now, the new high low, it was 79 degrees. It only got down to 79 as the overnight low.
Imagine that.
In Boston.
So it was a high low.
Yes, new high
low. 79, as low as it got. So congratulations.
Yeah.
Handing out trophies later. Pick yours up.
Okay.
There you have it. Sunny tomorrow, 89 again. It's 68 in Boston. So our Facebook page is the ROR Morning Show. You like some likes? If you next time you're on Facebook, scroll over and give us a like. You can check out the show. We do a lot of fun stuff. We do. You can watch, for instance, the Super Smart 60 Seconds replay from inside the studio. You can see the tension building. As the players play.
I keep forgetting that there's a video.
Right now. You can see what there's Tracy Caruso looks like. A face for TV doing radio.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? You should be on TV.
Again, I'm just waiting for the call, Bob.
It'll happen.
You called
You're stuck
me.
With us. So it's the ROR Morning Show. Give us a like. And speaking of Facebook, I saw yesterday. Mm-hmm. There was most women I know posted a black and white picture. Of themselves.
Right.
What's going on with that?
It says challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was the challenge? To take a black and white picture? Or to post one?
I have no idea, Bob.
You weren't challenged?
No, I have not been challenged.
So, I have... Okay, I'm just random on Facebook. A young gal we know. Challenge accepted. Hashtag women supporting women. And these are kind of nice shots. They're not... makeup free or anything that's, you know.
Yeah, it's just kind of the ladies supporting each other and tagging their girl squads.
That's
going,
cool.
Hey, you're awesome.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
But you're in black and white. You still look awesome. Yeah. Tracy, you weren't challenged?
Maybe my women friends don't think much of me.
Wow. Yes, sorry, I had to
maybe
find
I'm
out
not
this way.
Literally every woman I know is on Facebook with a black
challenged.
And white.
Can someone challenge me?
Someone please challenge Tracy Caruso to put a black and white picture up. Now, if
maybe
you
can't I just do it anyway?
I think like, you can. Just say challenge accepted.
Yeah.
You guys challenged me, right?
Yeah.
So,
all right, I just challenged
Thank you. Thank you, Bob.
So you can put your camera on selfie mode, right?
Yeah.
And then you can...
monochrome.
Is it monochrome?
Mm-hmm.
It's not black and white setting. It's a monochrome?
What I'm seeing online
Want
is
me to
monochrome.
Do it for you? All right, here you are. I'm taking a picture of you.
No, not... it's a selfie.
That's square. Oh, you got to do selfies. All right. Bummer.
Are you trying to take a picture of me?
I was.
It's all just a ruse.
That's weird. Delete.
Well, I'm trying to get you, you know, some exposure.
Oh, thanks.
As everybody else seems to be getting it. Okay, so what do you have over there for the dirty laundry?
Oh, well, Emmy Award nominations.
Challenge accepted? Yeah, you got it?
Exactly. Emmy nominations came out. So Netflix, HBO, I have a feeling we're going to see a lot of winners from there. People love it when you
lose. 7:43. Well, LBF picked a great week to be on vacation.
Yes, she did.
And you picked a bad week to be here.
Yes,
but hey,
I did.
Tracy, we're glad to have you.
Thanks, Bob.
Hot enough for you. All right, let's see what's in the dirty laundry.
Well, we were just listening to Michael Jackson, so I figure I'll start with that. During an interview with Fat Joe, Bobby Brown claims that he taught Michael Jackson how to do the moonwalk. Says that he taught him. He says he was he would put sand on the floor and he would dance when he was doing his break dancing. And that Michael saw him do it and asked him to show him how.
Oh, really?
He says that there are witnesses.
Oh, yeah? I know somebody who says he taught Bobby Brown.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
That's right. I taught Bobby Brown how to moonwalk. Back when I was in New Edition.
That's right. That's Tommy Flanagan. Yeah.
They kicked me out for Johnny Gill. But I lost the moonwalk to Bobby Brown in a dance battle.
That's what it was.
Okay. Yeah. In Michael Jackson's foyer.
That's right.
Okay.
Is that the ticket?
That's the ticket.
Tommy Flanagan. Wow. All right, Trace.
Okay,
yeah,
HBO and Netflix are the undisputed leaders in yesterday's Emmy nominations. The streaming service broke the record for most nominations with 160. HBO has the second most at 107. Tiger King, Murder, Mayhem, Madness, officially nominated for 6 of those.
Did you
Netflix
enjoy watching
Emmy
Tiger
Awards.
King?
I did.
Well, let me ask you the question then.
Oh, no.
Well, it's either yes or no.
All right.
This lady here.
Hey, oh, you cool cats and kittens.
Carol Baskin.
You think Carol Baskin's off to her husband?
I think that she's probably not completely truthful.
Yeah, no, she's not. Well said, Tracy. Yeah, no, I don't think she is.
An A-list celeb is looking to turn 3 minutes of television time into a second Emmy win. Brad Pitt is nominated for playing Dr. Fauci on Saturday Night Live.
He was good. You listen, when you make my movie, please, if you can't get Brad, I'll settle for George Clooney. You're going to do that? You're going to cast?
All right.
Remember that?
Sure.
Or Tommy Flanagan, maybe. Yeah.
Instagram flagged Madonna's account for spreading a fake coronavirus cure last night. A post by Madonna was blurred with a warning over the video that read false information and reviewed by independent fact checkers. Mm. So, and in fact, a family member of mine posted the same thing, and I had never seen one of these fact check warnings before, so it kind of surprised
Instagram
me.
Or
Instagram.
Facebook. Really? They do that?
Yeah.
They slap a warning on it?
It did. It said it was fact checked. It was not it was not true information. It gave the actual facts, and then you can still click on it to read what was posted.
Right.
But yeah, this came up first. Finally, Kim Kardashian West is not leaving her husband during his mental health crisis, but Kim and Kanye have been discussing divorce for several months, according to Us Weekly. So
she wants him to get better, then hit him with the news that she's out.
Right. You need to be of sound mind
to sign
those
to handle
moves.
It.
Yeah, it's kind of a vicious cycle there. You put him right back.
Yep.
Well, you wouldn't be surprised, right? Would not be surprised. Those two finally cut ties.
Those crazy kids can't make it, who can?
Right, Brian? Right, I mean, of all the gin joints. Right. Okay, coming up, let's do it in about 7 minutes. We're going to give you another chance to get that fifth song. If you've been listening, you know the first four. It's the fifth that pays $1,000. Coming up.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yeah, it's brought to you by Window Nation. Now deferring payments on all windows for 2 full years. Visit windownation.com. Let's see if that song, We Are the Champions, psyched up our player today, Mike from Brockton. Mike, did that psych you up?
It did psych me up. I'm pretty pumped.
That's it. We are the champion. No time for losers. Well, we have time.
Come on. City of champions, Brockton.
The city of champions. Hey, Mike, tell us a bit about yourself and give your place of business a plug. Go ahead.
My name is Michael from Brockton. I'm 45. I run Blanchard Liquors in Jamaica Plain. We've been extremely busy during this time, and it's been pretty good.
Like Brian said, you're an essential business.
That's right.
Congratulations.
We were.
I'm glad to hear.
Supermarkets and liquor stores. That's all we need.
Mike, you know how it goes. Tracy's filling in for LBF this week. But LBF left some questions, and they're pretty tough. So I hope you're super smart. Now, we'll go through them as quickly as we can. You get 10 right, you'll win $1,000. Remember, if you're not sure, Mike, about any question, just say pass. And we'll get back to it if we have time. Ready to go?
All right, I am ready.
Here it is.
Mike, what is 8 plus 6?
8 plus 6, 14.
Which actor plays Rocky Balboa in the boxing movie franchise?
Sylvester Stallone.
What is the capital city of France?
Paris.
Which country legend known for Island in the Stream and The Gambler?
Kenny Rogers.
This is the last line to what movie? I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Pass.
Mocha is a coffee usually flavored with which substance?
Hazelnut.
Which is the heavier metal, gold or silver?
Gold.
In Friends, what is Phoebe's twin sister called?
Pass.
Robert De Niro is Leonard Lowe. Robin Williams is Dr. Sayer in the 1990 film.
Doctor Who.
Ray Tomlinson sent the world's first email in which year? 1971, 1981, 1991.
71.
Well, hey.
At the buzzer.
At the buzzer. You got that right. Hey, Mike, you did pretty good, my friend.
Yeah, he got a lot.
You left
right.
a few on the table with some passes, but you got, I count up, six... Correct. There you go, Mike. What'd we miss, Tracy?
Last line to what movie? I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Is Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, you knew that one, right?
Are the lambs still screaming, Mike?
Mocha is a coffee usually flavored with which substance? It's actually chocolate.
Chocolate, Mike. You said the hazelnut. Yeah.
And Phoebe's twin sister is Ursula.
Brian Bell wrote that question.
And the movie with Robert De Niro and Robin Williams was Awakenings.
Awakenings, yes.
Remember that? Sad ending. Not a spoiler alert, but right? Isn't that the one with the sad ending in that?
I don't think you can spoiler alert a 1990 movie. I mean, really. I mean, if you haven't seen it by now, I mean, come on.
You know, good point. Maybe Mike hasn't seen it. Yeah. No. Hey, Mike. Hey, thanks for playing.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, look, don't go anywhere. We got a great parting prize for you. 2 tickets to the Foxwoods Resort Casino 301. That's in New Hampshire this Sunday, okay?
All right.
That'll be fun. Tickets available for everybody else at NHMS.com. All right, we'll see you at Blanchard's and JP, Mike. Thanks for playing.
All right. Thank
Good
you.
Job. Okay,
thanks,
if
Mike.
You guys want to do the same, go to WROR.com, sign up there to play, and we could call you. You always win a great prize for playing. And we'll put the home version of the game later up with some multiple choice questions, okay?
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Okay, Tracy Caruso sitting in LBF's chair. What do you have? What's cool?
Well, you know what? I didn't think chocolate chips could ever get any cooler.
Is that right?
But apparently a Tesla engineer created the perfect chocolate chip.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Is
maximum
it
taste.
Is there a battery in it?
It melts better.
Okay.
Is it electric?
It's an electric chocolate morsel.
Okay.
All right, Brian, what's cool?
Hey, did you get some free seeds in the mail and think, cool, free seeds? No, it's not cool.
Not cool.
We'll tell you what to do with them. Don't throw them away.
It's crazy. Like 2020 couldn't get crazier. Well, here's some good stuff. Some good news. 2 UMass hockey players skated from Boston to Michigan. That seems like it's pretty hard to do. All for a great cause. We'll hear from those
guys
coming up. All right, let's hear about the chocolate chips.
Okay, let's see. It's good to see some of the finest engineering minds using their talents like this. Remy Lebesque is an engineer at Tesla. He's also been moonlighting as a chocolate designer. Remy's been working with a company called Dandelion Chocolates in San Francisco to engineer the perfect chocolate chip. Okay. Basically, he applied all of his knowledge, came up with a new shape that makes the chips melt smoother and taste better. Apparently, they are shaped more like pyramids. And
more
it makes
geometric.
The chocolate chip melt better.
No, I heard about this guy.
Better.
How much do they cost? Is some ridiculous price.
Yeah, that's the problem. So, not for everybody. For me, it's a problem.
Yeah.
A pound bag is $30.
$30.
Wow.
Hey, honey, can you go to the store and get us some of those pyramid shaped? No, I cannot.
No.
$30?
I'll stick with the originals.
Chocolate chips. I'm not putting those in cookies.
No.
That's by the handful.
Oh.
Right.
Don't
you think?
By the
handful. All right. Thanks, Tracy.
I can't afford a Tesla either. Oh, well. All right. So, maybe in the mail, I've seen some friends posting about this, and I saw it on the news, too. These rando bags of seeds that people are not ordering from anywhere. They're just showing up in your mailbox, and it's got kind of some, you know, foreign writing on it from another country, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mass Department of Agricultural Resources, they want to hear from you if you get one of these packages. They say, don't throw it away. The seeds are not expected to be harmful to humans or pets, but they could pose a risk to agriculture. Hmm. And if you throw them away and they end up in a landfill, they could grow there too. So hold on to the seeds, all the packaging, the mailing label, everything. And there's a form you can fill out at mass.gov in the agriculture department there to... They'll come and take them away for you.
Didn't you say, Tracy, that you received some of these?
Yeah, so, and this was a couple of years ago, and I was looking on my phone because I know I took pictures because I actually sent the envelope to my girlfriends asking if one of them had sent it, like if they had strangely ordered seeds.
You know, here's some seeds,
well, yeah, because they know I like to, you know, play around in the garden and everything, and it was just a plain envelope. It had, like, an overseas markings on it over the stamps and everything.
Right.
I opened it. It was basic envelope. It had my name, address,
and it was just seeds.
We
said it was Chinese writing, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's weird. It is weird. So, something's going on.
Yeah, so contact them. Don't plant them. It might grow a giant beanstalk, and then you end up at the giant's castle, and nobody wants that.
I know it. Because I've been busy. I have a Nairobi prince who wants my bank account. So
Hand that over to him. Yeah, include your Social Security number.
He wanted that, too. Okay. Didn't mention the seeds. Okay. All right, here's some good news when you could use it most. Two University of Massachusetts Boston hockey players went the distance for a great cause. Andrew Walker and Jacob Adkins are roommates, and they rollerbladed almost 900 miles.
Wait.
Rollerbladed.
Walker was rollerblading?
Yeah, Walker rolled. Yeah, that's pretty good, Tracy. Yeah, the Walker was rollerbladed.
Okay.
That's good. He did it, or they did it, in 10 days in order to raise money for the American Cancer Society. And here are the guys talking about it.
I think this moment was so emotional. You couldn't help but let tears run down your face and just lay down and let your legs rest for a change.
I think we learned a lot about each other's determination, and our mindsets are about the same. I know that this guy right here will never quit.
Whether people donate it or not, it's just amazing that people are aware that cancer is a real thing.
This experience humbled both of us and made us just that much more grateful for the people around us and that much more loving. And you never know when someone you love could be gone the next day.
See, Andrew and Jacob, their lives have both been impacted by cancer. Adkins' mother, Allie, she was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma in 2014, was in and out of the hospital for a year. She's in remission. And Walker, like you said, his grandfather passed away from cancer.
So did I miss why they chose Michigan?
That's
like
good.
Why?
I think that's where they're. One of them was from.
Is
there,
one
I
of them from? Okay.
Yeah. They wanted.
I saw them when they took off, and like
so someone can drive them.
That's like, right. Yeah, that's like 90 miles a day.
Wow.
Like that is
some serious workout. But they're young. Their thighs are
they're
probably
getting
like
in shape,
tree trunks.
Right?
Hey, what do you want to do? I don't know. You want to rollerblade to Michigan? Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
They raised money for the American Cancer Society. That's good. Good news there. It's 8:35. Don't forget, coming up at 10 o'clock, Julie Devereaux is going to give you another chance to get that stumper of a montage. Song number 5 is a mystery.
Someone will get it.
Wow, it's either that or
you
where
must
the,
know it, right?
It's hard to figure out than where the seeds are coming from.
Right.
It really is. But $1,000 up for grabs, 10 o'clock. 105.7 WROR, it's 80s and more, just like the weather, 80s and more, 90 today. And a few passing clouds, 72 for your low. Sunny and 89 for tomorrow. Maybe a thunderstorm possible. And things get a little better after that. You know, it's going to be a little bit cooler.
Okay.
So that's good news.
Yeah, just real quick. Earlier this morning, we were talking about there's a dog that was turned into one of the rescue leagues in Massachusetts. 106-degree temperature.
Was it
overheating?
Where was the dog?
I don't know, but he's now in Methuen and... Mm-hmm. But it's just a warning for these crazy temperatures that we've been having. So
leave the dogs home.
Yeah.
A good dog owner knows that already.
You would
right?
Think?
So
there's plenty of bad ones out there, Bob.
Yeah, I hate to, that's why you don't think you need to mention it, Brian. Okay, so this was on Facebook yesterday. It caused a little bit of a disagreement at the house.
No way. Oh. Social media caused disagreement at home?
Okay.
Here's a new concept.
See if you can help me with this one.
Okay,
if you get this, you're a critical thinker.
Oh, boy.
Here is...
I lose.
Here's the preposition.
Okay.
You enter a bedroom. There are 34 people. You kill 30. Now, how many people are in the bedroom?
Five.
You say five? Brian, what do you say?
What was it again? Give it to me one more time.
You enter a bedroom.
Yep.
There are 34 people. You kill 30. Now, how many are in the bedroom?
It would seem like five.
Mm-hmm.
It's not five. You think it's you and...
Oh, no, it's four, because you included yourself in the first... You enter... Say it again.
Mm-hmm.
This is awful.
You... Okay, if you...
I hate this. I hate everything about this.
I'm not... the problem is there's some... You enter a bedroom.
You enter a bedroom.
There are 34 people. You kill 30. Now, how many are in the bedroom?
Well, probably four. Still 34.
Were they in the bedroom?
Who?
That's the 34 people.
You said they...
I just said you enter a bedroom.
Oh, for goodness sake. It's still the same number of people.
You know what number people are coming up with? One.
But isn't it 34 still?
No.
If you kill, they're still in the room. Unless you're...
I don't think you should do that.
People, whether they're dead or alive.
This is causing arguments everywhere, all over the internet. Because
who's in the bedroom? You've got a person, woman,
people
man,
guess
camera,
five,
TV.
35, one... And the right one is stay out of the bedroom.
That's a big bedroom, though.
That's a big bedroom.
Is there? Yeah. Is it a master suite?
So I think we do need to be more bothered by the fact that someone killed 30 people.
I thought I was five, but people say it could be one. So if you pick one, that's the right answer.
Maybe you're just having. Are you just having a nightmare?
I don't know what's going on. I'm not a critical thinker. It's not right.
Mm-mm.
All right. We'll go front there anyway.
Next question.
Did you have to kill 30 people?
I'm really bothered by that.
You really are. Okay.
It's a horrible, horrible question.
If you know the answer, 888-410-1057. I know. It's weird.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I really feel bad for all the dead people.
You got weird friends.
I do, right?
Media.
I'm going to read it one more time. You enter a bedroom. There are 34 people. You kill 30. Now, how many are in the bedroom? That's the question. 888-410-1057. See if you can crack it.
Mm.
All right, we'll take a couple calls real quick.
No.
I know. All right, good morning. What do you think?
Hi. Good morning. Their answer is 35. Nobody left the room.
That's what I think.
That's what you'd think, but apparently that's not the right answer. I don't know why. It's weird.
Maybe the person who thinks they have the right answer is actually wrong.
Okay, let's see what Patrick says. Patrick, what do you say?
It's going to be 35 people. If they're all in the room, they might be dead or alive, but there's still 35 in the
room. That's what you think. But for some reason, the internet says one. I don't get that.
I don't think I think it's a typo. I think we're all right and they're wrong.
I don't know. ROR, what do you think it is?
I think it's definitely one. You could actually shoot out the window, you know, or if they weren't in the room. It never declared where the people were.
They never really
So it's just
you
left?
Enter the room.
You enter
so
the room.
You were just... That's it. That's the only one that's been declared in the room. So I'm going to say you could do something out the window, you know, shooting out the window or whatever.
You really sleuth that out. Good call. Thank you. All right, Dorothy, what do you think it is?
Sorry, I just lost my train of thought. So there were how many again? 30?
There were 34. You killed 30.
So 35,
yeah.
Right? There were 35.
Mm-hmm.
And you killed 30. So that means four escaped the room. You couldn't kill four. So there's 31 in the bedroom. 30 dead bodies.
Wow. God. Maybe it is.
Yeah, but maybe four people survived their injuries.
I don't know. This is...
four people left.
Too heavy.
You know what? Stay out of the bedroom is all I'm going to say.
Stay out of the bedroom.
Stay out of the bedroom. Bad things happen. I don't know. Playing this ridiculous brain
buster. My
blood
pressure.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
I'm sorry. This is... All right.
I have the shakes.
So
I can't have any more caffeine.
I'm sorry. All I wanted to do last night was watch some vintage Jeopardy, you know? And then Carolyn, my wife, said, what is this? Heather, our niece, is putting up a ridiculous Facebook post. That's one of those you got to, you know, figure out who, you know, who did what, how many are left, yada, yada. So she read it to me, and here it is. All right. Now, if you get this correct, you're a critical thinker. You enter a bedroom. There are 34 people. You kill 30. Now, how many are in the bedroom? People are saying 35, 1, 5.
Yeah.
Those might not be correct. Randy is on the phone, and he thinks he's got it cracked. All right, okay. Randy, go for it.
You enter a room. There's 34 people.
And? Didn't,
nobody left.
And you're one
there's
of the people.
There's still 34 people in there.
Right.
And you're one of the 34.
I agree.
100%. I don't know how it cannot be 34.
Yeah, I'm coming around on this line of thinking now, Randy, because you say you enter the room, so now you're in the room.
Mm-hmm. You're 34.
And there are 34 people, right. So you're the 34.
That's it.
That's it.
Aha.
Mm-hmm.
I like this one. I can get on board with
Randy,
this.
Randy, what
nobody's
happened?
Nobody's
going to
leave anyway.
What happened?
Nobody's going to leave. You killed 30.
I'd get
didn't
out of there.
Didn't say anybody left.
Sure.
They're all cowering under furniture.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Even if you're playing.
Yeah.
I'm angry.
Well, you're angry? You're angry. So that's, I don't know. I don't know how that could be wrong. Because if you walk in the room, you're also there. You're number 34.
Right.
So there you have it. Stay out of that bedroom is all I'm going to say. Okay?
Still,
why do people make us think? Like, seriously?
Well, especially one without an obvious answer or an answer that, you know, it's not like, I could have had a V8, right? No. It's not even that.
It's not as 8?
No.
Oh, no. There's not 8. No.
Oh.
There's no. No.
V7?
The V6. I think. I give up.
How many tomatoes were used?
Here are the police, right? Fine.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.